This goes to Dr. Stebleton, Stebelton, fax 989-775-1640, regarding James, middle initial R, Finn, F like Frank, I, N like November. Date of birth 7/13/1943. Dear Dr. Stebleton, this is a consultation for Mr. Finn, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels noted in February of this year. Most recently, October 17th, 2023, creatinine is 2.34 with estimated GFR of 27. And previous levels in 21 and 22 were 1.4 and 1.3 with estimated GFR 49 to 53. And so they have changed and worsened this year. The patient denies any symptoms of chronic kidney disease currently. He does have severe peripheral vascular disease, and he had an attempted procedure in his legs to see if stents could be placed, but the arteries were too small, so this could not be done. So he does have some ongoing edema of the lower extremities. That is stable. He's had type 2 diabetes for many years, and that's stable also, he reports. He is a smoker, and he has smoked one pack of cigarettes per day for the last 60 years also. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. He does have intermittent edema of the lower extremities. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No kidney stone history or UTI history. He is able to pass urine and feels like he makes adequate amount. He has a normal stream of urine. He has numbness in his feet, but no pain secondary to diabetes. And no history of stroke or head injuries. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, benign prostatic hypertrophy, smoker's COPD, diabetic neuropathy, anemia, and microalbuminuria. Past surgical history, he had cardiac catheterization done with a stent placed many years ago. He's not sure exactly when that happened. He had surgery of the left lung, an open surgery, as they thought he had lung cancer, but it was a fungal tumor with no recurrence. And he had a right knee arthroscopic surgery with cartilage removed many years ago, and tonsils were removed. Social history, the patient is a smoker, as previously stated, smokes one pack of cigarettes per day for 60 years. He denies alcohol or illicit drug use. He is married and lives with his wife. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to iodine and Lexiscan dye. Medications, he's on aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Lipitor, 20 milligram daily at bedtime, Glipizide, 10 milligram daily. And he does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height 69 inches, weight 184 pounds, pulse 92, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff 136 over 60. Tympanic membranes are clear. He does have some cerumen noted in both ear canals, but it does not block the tympanic membranes. It is present, though. His pharynx is clear. No cobblestoning, no drainage. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, and no lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs have scattered expiratory bronchi that clear with cough. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no tenderness. extremities, right lower extremity has 1+ edema from feet, from toes up to halfway up to his knees. Left lower extremity, a trace of edema in the ankle and shin, halfway to the knee. Fetal pulses are 1+. Capillary refill, 3 seconds. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 17th, 2023. Creatinine 2.34, calcium 9.7, sodium 136, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 23, albumin 4.1, liver enzymes are normal, hemoglobin A1C 7.4, hemoglobin is 12.4 with a normal white count and normal platelets. And previous creatinines, 2/15/23, creatinine 2.4, GFR 27, February 1st, 2022, creatinine 1.4, GFR 49, 10/26/21, creatinine 1.3, GFR 53, 9/22/21, creatinine 1.4, GFR 49. 2/15 of 23, microalbumin to creatinine ratio in the urine, 2/54. I don't have a urinalysis, which we will order one and check that. Urine for cell count and blood also. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with worsening of kidney function this year, 2023, most likely secondary to severe peripheral vascular disease, possibly also maybe some urinary retention due to benign prostatic hypertrophy. The patient will be scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in ALMA. We're going to repeat labs now and then every month thereafter. We're going to get the last note from his cardiologist, Dr. Berlin, to review. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 6 weeks. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.